This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I hope you're enjoying the festive period. We now, of course, turn our attention very much to New Year, the end of 2025, celebrated here in Iceland in a couple of very obvious ways. One, of course, is the fireworks displays that take place right across the city and in various municipalities as well. And, of course, the entire nation pretty much sits down to watch Áramótaskaupið, the TV show at the very end of the year that satirizes the 12 months that have been. And if you are going to be on the couch having a party watching that TV show, you're going to need supplies, you're going to need food to get you through the evening, which is why I've come to the restaurant Lola on Drigvagata in the center of Reykjavik, and I'm with Viktor Pálsson, who is a chef here, who's very kindly agreed to take me through the making of some easy to make snacks that you can sit down with and enjoy Áramótaskaupið and also your New Year party. Viktor, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time today. You've got in front of us some really delicious looking food. We're going to talk about some easy to make snacks. Where do you want to start with this?
So first, can you introduce the snacks? So our first one is a skewer with dates, goat cheese, and parma ham that we're going to dip into maple syrup for a nice and crispy caramelization.
Okay, and this is just parma ham that you can buy in the supermarket?
Yes, you can buy it ready and sliced, goat cheese and dates.
Okay, so this even I think could just about manage, because what I think you're going to do is put all the food onto the skewer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give that a go.
Stones are taken out of these, tear them a bit.
Mm. They're very popular in Iceland, dates, aren't they? You can buy the ones that are flavored with sweet flavorings.
Try to stay away from those, from all the artificial flavors. But I do enjoy these fresh ones.
Dates are very sweet naturally, aren't they?
They are very sweet, very highly concentrated in the sugar.
You're pushing the small pieces of goat cheese into the dates, which you've split partly open, and you've got five of them there. Now you're taking the skewer, well, taking the parma ham firstly, and you wrap it round.
I wrap it around, just pack it in.
Yep. So you end up with these little parcels of dates with the goat cheese pressed inside, and then that's all wrapped around these small pieces of parma ham. So really anyone can do this.
Absolutely anyone.
Maybe not as quickly and as skillfully as you're managing just now, but we'll find out when we taste this. But I think there's going to be quite a nice mix of flavors here. You've got the savory and the sweet.
Savory, sweet, a bit of freshness as well, and a nice salty flavor from the ham.
Is it easier now to buy decent cheese in Iceland? Because I have a friend who's known as the Dairy Queen of Iceland, and she has long thought that it's a shame that the cheese that you can get in Iceland is maybe not the very best. Is that improving?
That's definitely improving, both in production and also suppliers going further to source nice produce, sourcing from Italy and Spain. Mm. And then also the companies are doing a lot better job in Iceland at testing and making new products.
So local cheeses are improving too?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So you're putting these parcels onto the skewers and and the dip here.
Now I just dip the skewers into maple syrup.
And you're dipping the whole thing there? That's completely coated?
Coated absolutely in maple syrup. And now we put it on the drip tray and we bake it in the oven on 200 degrees for about 10 minutes.
If this wasn't to be cooked, what would that taste like? Would that still be something that people could enjoy?
It would be okay. There's still some nice flavors, but we're gonna, by coating it in the syrup and baking it, we're gonna elevate it quite a lot. So the parma ham is gonna caramelize, and then the syrup is gonna add to it as well.
Okay, so it's gonna crisp up a bit?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's pop that into the oven and we'll take a look at some of the other items which are about to be made for us here by Victor. So on the next tray, we've got a plate of bread. There is butter. There is some brie. There is some honey. There are walnuts and something, of course, that Iceland is maybe more well known for. You've got a variety of different berries as well. So while we wait for the little parcels that have just been made to cook and crisp up, it's a changeover of equipment.
First, we're going to start with the jam. We have one part blackberries, one part cherries, and one part raspberries, one part sugar. We're going to take everything and put it in a pot, and we're going to slowly bring out the juices from the berries and reduce it until it becomes jam.
How long would that process take then from the point that you pour the jam or the fruit into the pan?
About, from the quantity that I'm making, not more than half an hour.
Really? As fast as that?
Yeah.
Okay. So the fruits and the sugar going on to the pan now, and there's no water going in there, that's just sugar and fruit at this stage?
Just the sugar and fruits. I'm going to pop a lid on it, so it's all going to boil nicely together.
And Iceland does have some wonderful berries that can be picked and used.
Yes, so the season isn't very long and it's not too high of quantity, but there are some quite nice berries in Iceland.
Okay, so that is heating up now. Now you're bringing out some brie.
Now we have the brie. We're going to get it ready for baking.
So that's brie straight from the packet.
Yes. So what I'm going to do to make it a bit nicer, I'm going to cut off the top and we're going to fry the brie.
The brie's going to be fried.
Piping hot pan.
Does it need any oil or is it fatty enough to fry?
Depends on what kind of pan you're using. I'm going to use a cast iron pan, so I'm going to oil it up a tiny bit just so it doesn't stick. But if you're doing this at home, you can do it on a dry pan.
So the brie is almost ready to be placed into the pan. And while this is happening, the jam is starting to form, if that's the right word to use. Victor's giving the pan a bit of a shake there to bring the fruits and the sugar together. And of course, we have the Parma ham parcels with the dates and the goat cheese in the oven as well.
So we have a piping hot pan. You see it's absolutely hot.
Yes.
Straight on. Press it down a bit.
What oil are you using there?
It's the sunflower oil that can handle a very high heat.
You're pressing the surface of the brie right down on the pan.
Yes.
And it's already starting to go burnt and crispy. It looks delicious already.
Yeah. Tiny bit more.
Reminds me a bit of the lava cheese that you can buy in Iceland, which are basically the burnt bits of cheese that you might find on a lasagna.
As soon as we get the caramelization, we're going to lift it up from the pan.
So there's a sort of layer there where it was in contact with the pan, but you're pushing that back onto the cheese.
Yes. Now this goes in the oven. It's going to crisp up even more. And you have the soft layer underneath that's going to be fully melted and then a crispy top. Providing a really nice variation of different textures.
And so that is now placed on a pan which you're going to place into the oven.
Yes.
Now you're bringing out some honey.
I have some organic Icelandic honey. Give it a bit of a drizzle.
That's being drizzled over the brie before it goes into the oven.
Yes. And a touch of sea salt. And now it's ready for the oven.
And again, salt is something that's done quite well in Iceland, isn't it? All sorts of artisan salts from all over the country.
Oh, we have a really nice Icelandic salt called Safir, and it's naturally harvested sea salt, and it's been sold all around the world to different restaurants.
Back at the jam, it's really starting to begin to look like jam. I didn't realize you could make jam as quickly as over the space of half an hour. I thought it took days.
Well, this one is, it's very fast to make when you're making a small quantity, and it'll never be, you won't have to make much more than this at home.
Which other ingredients will this need, or is that all it's going to take?
That's all it's going to
really
take. And then when it's ready, we can season it to taste with a tiny bit of salt and more sugar and lemon.
So that's just the fruit and the sugar, there's nothing else? There's no pectin or other ingredients that need to go in?
Not for this one. This jam we're gonna eat right away, so we don't really need to set it with pectin.
So that's only for jams that you would keep and use in
that
the future?
That you would preserve, yes.
How long would this keep then, once you make it? Does it have to be eaten straight away?
Just by reducing it with the sugar, like the sugar will keep it alive from going bad for a week or two.
Yeah, I mean, it looks delicious already. I don't think it's going to last for a couple of weeks. People are going to want to eat all of that, aren't they? So the brie is now going into the oven where it's joining the parcels, I think.
Yes. Parcels are getting caramelized, almost ready. Parmesan is slightly crispy. Cheese already melting inside. And now we put the cheese in for 10 minutes.
And this is more fun as well than buying snacks already made from the supermarket, isn't it?
There's a bit more, it's a bit more soul to it than making it yourself.
Will you have to work over the New Year period?
Most likely not.
How do you spend New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve with my friends, family, of course. We have a nice dinner, watch the Automotoscope, and then see where the light goes.
Yes. We could maybe at some point do another program about comfort food, feeling better the next day if you wake up with a bit of a hangover on the 1st of January.
I'm definitely capable of that.
What's your secret food tip then for either avoiding or getting rid of a hangover? What's the best thing to reach for?
Just anything rich and fatty.
Yeah.
Burgers, anything deep fried.
Yeah. Whatever your body is craving at that point is probably the right thing, isn't it?
So while we wait for the cheese and the dates, we can pan fry the bread. We're gonna fry it in some butter to make it nice and crispy. I put the butter on the pan and wait for it to melt fully, and when it starts sizzling, we're gonna put on the bread.
What kind of bread is this?
It's fresh sourdough bread from Bech, my favorite bakery.
Sourdough is very popular in Iceland, isn't it?
It's very popular. I think Icelanders do a very good job at eating sourdough. So there's quite a lot of nice bakeries here. Make some very nice products.
There are bakeries here that if you come to Iceland, particularly during the summer, and you want to go to a bakery and get something to eat first thing in the morning, I've seen queues halfway down the streets
at
7 in the morning.
Yeah. My favorite, say definitely Deich, because they have very nice donuts and bagels. Then there is Hikke. They have some very nice pastries and laminated pastries. And Sandholt,
yes,
as well. Lovely, amazing banana bread. Those are my top three bakeries.
When did you first love food, and when did you first want to be a chef?
I didn't realize I wanted to be a chef right away, but since I was very young, I've always been helping around in the kitchen. cooking. And one thing led to the other, and found my way into a kitchen, and then I've never stopped cooking. Now here we see the butter is starting to sizzle, pan is hot, now we pop on the bread.
The smells in this kitchen are wonderful, because I'm getting some of the jam, and the brie of course is in the oven as well, and we've now got the bread frying in the butter, maybe fried sourdough bread in butter is maybe not the healthiest, but you know what, it's New Year, it doesn't matter, it's fine. Calories don't count at this time of year, do they? Back at the oven, how are things doing?
Lovely, so the dates are ready.
Okay.
Gonna take them.
So that'll be the dates are the first thing we're gonna see ready to go. And you know, you can tell just how quickly this is all happening. You're turning the bread over.
Getting nice and caramelized. The butter is turning into brown butter as well. Gives them nice and nutty flavor.
Another 5 minutes then on the brie.
Another 5 minutes on the brie, so it's fully melted inside. Jam here is almost ready.
First taste test.
Yeah.
You ready?
Very good. Almost ready.
Almost ready.
Gonna reduce it a tiny bit more.
So where we are, we've got the dates with the goat's cheese pressed into them, wrapped in parma ham and coated in maple syrup and then baked, so they're ready. Jam's almost ready, bread's almost ready, the brie's almost ready. It won't be long before we have the full assortment to examine and enjoy. When people come to Iceland, you know, they come to see maybe the volcanoes, to learn about the country, the history, the sagas, whatever. Is food an important part now, do you think, of why people come to Iceland? Here in the restaurant, do you get people that come maybe from other countries that want to experience Icelandic cuisine?
I think Icelandic cuisine has gone pretty far away from the survival cuisine it used to be. Now, last 10 years, the restaurant industry has really stepped up.
Yes.
A lot of nice restaurants have opened, a few Michelin-starred restaurants, and some restaurants that are recognized all over the world.
So what do we have here that's really of quality? Lamb and fish, I guess. What else would you, you mentioned salt as well, what else would you point to?
Lamb, seafood, we have a very unique product that is Icelandic wasabi. So wasabi requires a very specific environment to grow. And what enables it to work here is the very clear quality of water. So there is that. And then there is on the west coast and around Reykjavik, actually, there's mushrooms, oyster mushrooms, king mushrooms, oyster mushrooms. Chanterelles, and then obviously all the great seafood and shellfish.
Yes. So there's, for someone in your position, there's a lot to work with.
There's quite a lot to work with. I only wish the season for certain products was longer.
Yes, like the berries maybe?
The berries and all the herbs that are available in the summer season.
Talking of the berries, here comes the jam.
The jam is ready. It's like it's a quiet light jam, so we're not, it's not too thick. It's almost like a syrup. Jams go very nicely with the cheese.
Yes, it's not of the sort of consistency that you'd spread on toast. It is runnier than that. But as Victor says, will go well with cheese, which is now also out of the oven. So the brie has been baked and it really has bubbled up nicely, hasn't it?
It's bubbled up nicely. And if we just still have the crispy layer on top and fully melted inside.
Wonderful. So the jam now goes onto the top of the brie.
Yes, now put a bit on top and around. Still sizzling on the pan. and some walnuts.
Which you're crushing roughly over the top?
Yes.
Now the toast is being cut into slices. Do you find that friends and family always want to get you to do the cooking because it's your job?
Yeah, there's no running from that.
So we're ready. Ready to test.
Okay, so just to confirm what we have, we've got dates stuffed with goat cheese, wrapped in parma ham, dipped in maple syrup and then baked. We've got sourdough toast that's been fried in butter. We've got the brie that has also been baked, caramelized with jam, which has been made also right here just now. Drizzled with honey, I think, as well.
Drizzled
with honey and crushed walnuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this all looks delicious. Is this ready to eat already?
It's ready to eat.
Okay, well, what we'll do is let's grab a photo now then for the website of you with your creation, so you can, before we destroy all of this by eating it, you can see exactly what it is that Victor has created here. So there's the photo taken. You can now see what we're about to enjoy. Victor, thank you so much. Where will I start if I'm allowed to tuck in now? What would you recommend first?
I'd recommend to start with the dates.
Okay.
Start with a smaller bite.
Okay, so there's two of these dates on the skewers. And, absolutely delicious. The ham has almost, it's almost got the feel of bacon to it. It's so crispy.
Yeah. That's what we're going for here.
Mm. That is wonderful. They're not going to last long, though. These are so good. Now for the cheese. So do we have this with the bread, or?
Yeah. We dip it onto the bread. There you go.
Okay, so here we have the baked brie with the walnuts and with the jam and the honey onto the bread, which has been fried in butter, the sourdough bread fried in butter. Oh my goodness, that is wonderful. There's so much happening there, isn't there? There are so many different flavors and textures, which I guess was intentional too.
Absolutely. Mm.
We're going to get back to the the bread and the brie and the dates. Victor, thank you very much indeed. Have a wonderful new year.
Thank you.
It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.